action item.
Number 9, from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to negotiate and execute a development agreement with Center for Resilient Cities, DBA, Johnson's Park Development, LLC, to fundraise for and make improvements to Johnson's Park.
Please.
Good morning again. In 2007, we had originally entered into an agreement with Centers for Resilient Cities to do some fundraising and to develop a master plan for Johnson's Park. It has been an incredibly successful partnership to date, and we did a one-year agreement last year, so technically we were in year 6 of our agreement with them. This agreement is 5 years and essentially formalizes our partnership for both fundraising and to realize the master plan that Centers for Resilient Cities has produced in conjunction with Milwaukee County Parks. You know, there's been a lot of transformation in the Johnson Park neighborhood. The community has really become engaged in that whole area, and some of the big projects that we have done since we've gotten into this relationship with Centers for Resilient Cities is we've removed the berms. Back in the day, it was apparently a design aesthetic that there were, you know, rolling hills that were constructed surrounding the park. What that gave was a sense of insecurity and some safety concerns with when you were inside the park because there was no sight lines. So in 2009, we did partner with the city of Milwaukee, and those berms were removed. Once that happened, the park really became revitalized. The community felt so much safer being in the park and doing activities in the park that the whole use of the park had changed. The original master plan was done prior to those berms being removed and therefore changed slightly once they came down and the use changed. And so there was a series of public meetings that happened with the community, and they definitely expressed some differing opinions than what was originally talked about, and so the master plan was revised. You do have a copy of that in your packet as an attachment. One of the exciting things as well is Johnson's Park was designated as a National Park Service Underground Railroad Network to Freedom site. A lot of people do not realize that one of the first passengers through the Underground Railroad through Wisconsin was Miss Caroline Quarles, who went through the farm that was originally located in Johnson's Park land. So it's a very historical site as well, and we want to make sure to maintain that history and have some recognition in the park as a designated site.
And just for point of reference, 21st and Fond du Lac or thereabouts is the location of Johnson's Park.
Thank you, Chair. In 2009 and 2010, as, again, part of our partnership with Centers for Resilient Cities, they raised $435,000 in private funding to renovate and reconstruct Alice's Garden. Alice's Garden is a two-acre plot that is actually across the street, technically, from Johnson's Park, but it is county park land. A lot of people don't realize that that is part of Johnson's Park because it is separated by 20th Street. So that definitely is our land. Originally, the farm was much larger, and over the years, that site has reduced in size. Brown Street Academy School is right next door to it. But that partnership was great. They raised all the money. The garden is beautiful. If you haven't been out there, it's a site for community gardening for the entire neighborhood, and it's heavily used, and they've got great leadership there through, again, Centers for Resilient Cities. So that has been a really great partnership. So moving forward, we would really like to just finalize this five-year agreement to say, you know, we're on board with the fundraising. We're on board to complete the master plan. We've already done significant work in Johnson's Park. Milwaukee County has come to the table with a new playground. We have a Helios unit. We have committed this year to doing a new comfort station and picnic shelter. So Milwaukee County's come to the table, too, and Centers for Resilient Cities has come to the table with fundraising. A small group of dedicated Rotarians have come on board, very committed to helping raise that $1.3 million for this project. So this, again, formalizes it, and we definitely ask for your support.
I'm glad you mentioned that this was is a Rotary project, along with the Arboretum. Riverside Park along the East River Bank. For our purposes, those of us who have been around a little too long, maybe, the Resilient Cities, the Center for Resilient Cities was once known as?
Urban Open Space Foundation.
Thank you. I was struggling to recall that. The Urban Open Space Foundation.
Correct.
That sort of helps many of us who understood it under that name to better understand its function today. Questions by committee members? Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is a new agreement, correct? How does it continue?
Chairman, supervisors, it is a new agreement, mm-hmm. but it's an extension of a previous five-year agreement. And then last year we had a one-year, so we've had an agreement with this group for 6 years.
Well, I'm excited for the park, and it sounds like a lot of new things are happening. And I had an opportunity to speak with Keegan a little bit before the meeting. But if you want to elaborate on some of the improvements that they're going to do over there, I know the pavilion is one of the proposals, but and I kind of looked at the map, but if you want to talk about some specifics that they're doing over there.
Chairman, if you'd like, we do have a PowerPoint presentation available that we have loaded up, and at this time we can answer some of Supervisor Stamper's questions by going through that PowerPoint, if you'd like to do that now.
Sure. Is that something the committee would like to see?
I'm interested. I don't know about my colleagues.
My name is Marcia Caton Campbell, and I'm the Executive Director of the Center for Resilient Cities. And I'll quickly walk you through this informational presentation. The Johnson's Park Initiative, as Laura mentioned, has been underway for a number of years now. And we're looking at we're requesting a second agreement to support the work that's going on there. This is Johnson's Park. Looking from Fond du Lac Avenue toward Brown Street Academy, the building on the left. These are the partners who are involved in the Johnson's Park Initiative, County Parks, Center for Resilient Cities, Alice's Garden, Johnson's Park Neighborhood Association, Friends of Johnson's Park, the Rotary Club of Milwaukee, LISC Milwaukee, which provides third-party oversight of the project, and Preserve Our Parks. Back in 2005 and 2006, the Center for Resilient Cities led a community planning and visioning process. The result was this Fond du Lac and North Avenue Green Infrastructure Initiative, a plan that we released in December 2007. It had very strong community participation from many of the partners that you saw listed in the previous slide. And one of the major projects called for by this initiative was the revitalization of Johnson's Park. This is a history of project accomplishments. The planning, community planning and visioning is the little orange rectangles along the upper line. Improvements to Johnson's Park are shown in the middle in green. The berms were removed in 2009, the playground replaced in 2010, exercise station in 2011-2012. Signage repaired, swings constructed, and then we're looking at a final phase of park rehabilitation that we hope to complete by the end of 2014. Alice's Garden has been active for quite a while, but the site rehabilitation took place primarily in 2010. This is the area of the city in which Johnson Park lies. It's along Fond du Lac Avenue, the long diagonal there. You can see Alice's Garden, the small rectangle that's separated by 20th Street from the park itself. This is the gray area of the slide shows here's another, this is the Lindsay Heights Neighborhood Initiative map and shows Johnson's Park as a catalytic project relative to the rest of Lindsay Heights. And this is an aerial photo, a before photo, before Alice's was renovated, before we made improvements to Brown Street Academy as well, and before any of the improvements the county has made were made to the park. This was the original community-developed concept plan for the park, showing improvements to Alice's in the upper left corner, Brown Street below it, and then the park on the right. Based on community input, all of these areas of the concept plan were refined and improved upon, and in some instances simplified for the benefit of the community based on surrounding community conditions. This is the site plan for Alice's Garden, the very familiar Alice's Garden Fern logo. It's open to the public. Programming goes on 7 days a week. This is a quick summary of the Alice's Garden project history with the total project cost. The photo that you see is along the main pathway to the garden, to the open-air shelter, which is a major community gathering space. Alice is again under construction. This is a view across towards Johnson Park Lofts in the background across Fond du Lac Avenue. The arches on the left are the frame of the pavilion at Alice's Garden. Since the lower photo is the garden dedication day, the woman in the orange shirt is Venus Williams, who is Alice's Garden Program Director, and there she is pouring libations for the garden and the space. There's some kids doing yoga up above. Since the garden project was completed, it won the inaugural List Mandy Award for Best Public Space from the Burris Community Foundation and a Mayor's Design Award for Places and Spaces. So looking again at Johnson's Park and just kind of refreshing the history, the city of Milwaukee on the lower line, Fond du Lac Avenue line, made some improvements to the median at 18th Lloyd and Fond du Lac and constructed a crosswalk there and some seating along the Fond du Lac Avenue side of the park at that intersection with plants and trees and improvements. And again, across the upper line are the improvements that have been made by the county to the park. The berms, again, were removed in partnership with the City of Milwaukee Redevelopment Authority. Here's some images of the berm removal. The berm on the left is the north berm of the park that was at the tip up near 20th Street and Fond du Lac. It was about 14 feet high. And on the right is the removal. The Helios exercise station and the playground structure that were installed by the county in 2011 and 2012. The Helios station was requested by the community. They wanted exactly what they saw in Lake Park. They just wanted it blue. These are additional park improvements that have been made by the county. And here is the autumn celebration of Johnson's Park from 2011. This is the current concept plan for Johnson's Park, revised based on much community involvement and participation. There will be enhanced entrances to the park. The paths will be reconstructed at a width of 10 feet. Probably one of the most important improvements to the park will be the energy-efficient pathway lighting. The park is lit, but the infrastructure is quite old, dating back to the construction of the park. What you see in terms of athletic fields is really improved grading and a particular seeding of those areas of the park. They won't be formal exercise fields. This is a community request to have the space be as flexible as possible. It is the only significant green space in Lindsay Heights. The park serves strong stormwater management functions. There are lots of ornamental plantings, trees planted around the pathways. Up at the top of the park is a community orchard, which Alice's Garden will likely manage. And then the shelter and restrooms that Laura mentioned earlier. So the total estimated additional project cost at this point is about $1.3 million. We are working with County Park staff to refine the plan and with Rotarians to try to secure funding for this final phase of the project.
for that presentation. What a wonderful project, and our thanks should go out to our Parks Department, of course, Resilient Cities, the Rotary Club. Working in coordination, this is just such a great contribution to a neighborhood very much in need.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions by committee members?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. What's your name?
My name is Marcia Caitman Campbell.
Are you with the county?
No, I work for the Center for Resilient Cities. Okay. I'm the executive director.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Supervisor Rainey?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Not too long ago, I actually was a resident of this area. I lived in the Johnson Park Lofts, and I actually could see the transformation of the neighborhood due to the enhancements of the park. With that being said, I'd like the motion for approval of this item.
We have a motion by Supervisor Rainey to approve. Are there further questions by committee members? Comments? If not, Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In brief, Supervisor Rainey beat me to motion for approval. That's okay. I actually have a neighbor down on the south side that frequently helps out at Elsa's Garden. Stephanie.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And my question, Mr. Chairman, actually is, who is Alice?
Alice Mead Taylor, and she was the head of Milwaukee County Cooperative Extension, and a member of the African American community, and she was close friends with Elizabeth Coggs, who was the supervisor at the time this project began. But backing up a little bit, the conversation about the garden, the community garden space, was one that came up frequently because the parcel is zoned M4 multifamily high-rise. And so it looks on a city map as though it's a space that's ripe for development. So every couple of years, you'd have to push that back. Ms. Mead Taylor was very, very interested in the importance of community gardens in a community context. And to make a long story short, she was working toward naming the garden when she died suddenly of a heart attack at work. And Supervisor Coggs said, we will call this place Alice's Garden. So Venus Williams is often mistaken for Alice, and she answers when she's greeted in the grocery store and other places around the community.
Well, thank you very much. Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions? We have a motion by Supervisor Rainey to approve. Please call the roll.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stanford.
Aye.
Kunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you much.
Thank you very much.
And our last item on the agenda, item number 10, please.